bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Let me see whether y'all remember this. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah, oh yeah, while traveling this lonesome road.
It's not so easy.
Oh no, 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 it ain't no. I have to sail across in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell y'all this. There's a few folks roads to travel, a few more mountains to climb, yeah, before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes, while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, they do that. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'ma ride about again. And if I want some joy in this old life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. There's a few more tears to shed down here. Welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
Sometime and a friend to see me. And I'm so glad that I could always stop and think about the word that my mother used to tell me a long time ago. And she said, son, when you get trouble in mind, still away to Jesus. Son, when enemies are all around you, why don't you fall down on your knees and still away to Jesus. He said, when your load get heavy, get on your knees and say, Lord, I thank you for taking care of me, oh Lord. He said, Lord, 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 oh Lord. Been better to me than I've been to myself. And I believe I'll stay away to Jesus.
Yo your glory and your power. My thirst and one desire, you're better than this life. You're never ending love is all that's at. Oh, and all I want is to be face to face. And all I want is to be face to face. Oh God, you are my help. You'll bring me safely through. Your presence overshadows and draws me close to you. And all I want is to be face to face. And all I want is to be face to face. My heart, my soul, my flesh cries out for you. My heart and my soul, my flesh cries out for more of you, Jesus. My heart and my soul, my flesh cries out for you, Jesus. My heart, oh, my soul, oh, my flesh cries out for you. When I finally cross over and my time on earth is done, there every heart will gather to worship at your throne. When I finally cross, and I hear you say, well done, yeah. Oh, well, the saints and angels gather to worship you alone. And all I want is to be faithful. Yes, Jesus, all I want is to be face to face. Oh, my heart and my soul, oh, and my flesh cries out for you. I want more of you in my heart, oh my heart, my soul, yes, my flesh cries out for you, Jesus, my heart and My flesh cries out for you. All I want is to be face to face. All I want is to be face to face.
All your favorite gospel hits plays here.
to anybody that becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. So I have any thankful people in the house. Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself?
treasures, then it's already done. It's already, it's
to all you wonderful people out there in radio land. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. This is your new friend and your new host, the traveling preacher. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach us at 984-733-3977. Once again, 984-733-3977 or 347-215-8049. Once again, 347-215-8049. 215-8049. Also, visit us on the website, nfiradio.com.
The forecast of the day, it is going to be raining out there today, guys. I tell you, there is a high percentage of rain, so make sure you grab your umbrellas as you're walking out the door. I always suggest to keep an umbrella inside your car as well, just in case it's not raining when you leave home, but it's raining when you get to the grocery store or when you get to your job or wherever you're going.
Stay tuned for 9 o'clock. We have a great word of the day that you do not want to miss. I hope this music is inspiring your spirit, that it's uplifting your soul. Listen to the words. Let it get into your heart and into your spirit. You're going to have a great day. We speak things into existence that are not as though they were, because that's what the word tells us to do. And so I want to encourage all of you to stay tuned. Let's catch that word of the day. It's going to be great, and I think God has a word for you, you, and you. God bless you. I'll be back with you real soon. Keep on trusting, keep on believing, and keep on listening. Catch the wave.
Remain there. by step. Yeah, my wings are forming. Yeah, it's time for God to use us to free us from the old life and usher us into our new destiny. Transition. Yeah, I didn't come to play. Never be the same.
Remember when he saved my life? Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply we
I'm giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last year, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
To worship with the angels, and I believe that God's getting ready to start passing out miracles like Oprah did. You get a miracle. You get a miracle. You get a miracle. You get a miracle. I believe that God's going to start passing out miracles. God's about to start passing out miracles like Oprah. You get a miracle. You get a miracle. You get a miracle. Oprah. You get a miracle. I believe that God's about to start passing out miracles. God's about to start passing out miracles like Oprah. You get a miracle. Now come on, brother, let's go.
Yeah.
Seven on the beat.
Fila, 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 fila.
Fila, boys, y'all come on. Listen. Huh? I believe that God's about to start. I'm a brother, depend
began to talk. Just before he passed, a friend of mine, the Reverend Julius Cheeks, he said, Tommy, he said, I've been preaching for a long time. I've been singing. He said, making a lot of money don't bother me. He said, what worries me is I have a soul to save. And he said, Tommy, he said, one of these days, he said, this goes for you and me. We got to get ready, because the Lord is coming to carry us home one day. And he said, Tommy, I want to say this to you. You know what he said? Crying days.
Crying days.
I won't have to cry no more. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. Reverend Cheeks is gone now. But I know he's resting somewhere around God's throne. Up there, no more dying. You won't be talked about. You won't be buked and scorned. Every day will be like Sunday. And I can imagine in my mind hearing him say these words right here.
For the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, join DJ and radio host, The Traveling Preacher, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. with recording artists around the world. And from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Monday through Sunday, it's DJ and radio host The Anointed One, playing the old and new music. And from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m., it's DJ and radio host Monique Patterson, Monday through Sunday with the best in contemporary Christian music. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook, at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com for the top 10 video countdown of the month. It's a God thing.
Good morning to all of you who are just joining us today. It is the top of the hour at 9 a.m. It is time for the word of today. The word of the day is the world versus the Bible. And then I'm going to have a part two, joy versus happiness. So first, let's talk about the world versus the Bible. What does the world tell us to do? The world says, do you, boo. Do what makes you happy. Love who you love. Life is short. Do everything you want to do while you can. Make yourself happy. And so that's some of the things that the world tells us. And then on the flip side, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What things? Everything that we need in Christ to live a good and godly life. You can find that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it says that we are not trying to please men, we're not trying to please people, but we are trying to please God. So when you think about do you, boo, do what makes you happy, and things like that, the Bible tells us something totally different. And then this is the kicker. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So heart, soul, strength, and mind. That's what the Bible says. So when you compare what the world tells us to do and then what the Bible tells us to do, it's totally different, right? And I know what the world is saying. I know it sounds good. I know it might feel good. I know it might look good. But I want to be on the side of righteousness. I want to be on the side of the Bible, because the way I look at it is like this. If there is a heaven and a hell, which I believe, and we will have to give an account on how we live our lives on this earth, which I believe. If I'm wrong, there will be no consequences for me being wrong. I can just humbly say, hey, I was wrong. You know, kudos to you guys, you know. But if you are living for the world and you are wrong, the consequences are devastating, devastating. And we do not want to play Russian roulette with our soul, Russian roulette with our lives. So that's just something we don't want to do. So the word of the day is the world versus the Bible. Now, I want you to think about that. But you are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new host and your new friend, the traveling preacher. So stay tuned a little later, because we're going to come back and talk about that joy versus happiness. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for riding this gospel train with me. You know, I always tell you there'll be no me without you. And you don't even need a ticket. All you have to do is show up and get on board. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Keep enjoying this great music. Catch the wave.
Ring out, people shout, I'm hit, Lord, I'm hurt, another round has left the gun, oh my, another battle has begun.
Are you living in the land of the free? But we're under the gun, which aim at the heart. Oh no, it's not my idea of equality. Are we safe and sound? I said, who are you kidding, boy? You better hit the ground. Got the love to you, yeah. Oh, 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 oh,
what you got to say, come on.
There's something about the name of Jesus that soothes my doubt. There's something about the name of Jesus that calms my fear. Oh, the name of Jesus. Oh, there's something about the name of Jesus that calms my fear.
place. I will trust in the Lord all my days, and I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. Said I will be satisfied with you. Yeah. Say
I will trust
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
All my days.
All my days.
Yeah.
All my days.
Said
I will trust
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
All my days.
All my days.
All my days. If you tell me to go right, I will be satisfied. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm satisfied. Come on, lift it up, I will be satisfied. Hey, Lord, I am
satisfied.
Whatever may come, oh God, I'm
satisfied.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, I'm
satisfied.
Complete control.
Said where you lead I'll go. Said I will trust your word. Yeah. You have complete control. I will be satisfied with you. Said where you lead I'll go.
See, it's telling you the old and the new.
I will trust you.
This is all it is. It's a big argument going on.
You have complete control.
It's the same thing.
Said I will be. Where you lead, where you lead. Said I will trust your. You have complete control of. Said I will be there.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I was lost in my own world,
feeling really confused.
Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
Holiness Church, NFI, radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
Elder Demetrius Hunter. He's going to bring the word this morning. Hear him for his grace and his ability. Give him your amens. And we are looking for a word from the Lord. And we know that we're going to be blessed through God's word, that we can continue to go through what we are going through. And Lincoln Park will continue to elevate in the name, and to God be the glory.
Well, no, today we want to give an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's first in our life, to our overseer and our pastor, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, to our first ladies, to the ministerial staff, deacons, saints, and friends. We are excited about what God is doing in our lives. Amen? Amen. On today, our sermonic text, you will find the first of it on the front of your program. And that's going to be coming from Ecclesiastes, and I'm going to read in your hearing the 9th through the 12th verse in the King James Version I will be reading. So the book of Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, verses 9 through 12, and the Bible King James Version reads as this: two are better than one, because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone that falleth, for he has no other to help him up. Again, two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Verse 12. If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. For a subject on today, we're going to talk about an easy win. See, that's for the old folks, an easy win. For the young folks, we're going to talk about, and y'all, some of these old folks know this song too, "You Were Made for Me." An easy win, "You Were Made for Me." If we're going to be honest, all of us like to win. Winning is something we all like to do. Losing ain't easy. It ain't fun, is it, Evans Waddell? Losing is not fun. Some might say losing is necessary, because some of your greatest lessons in life come from a loss. So losing is necessary. It's never fun. And if you always find yourself on the losing side, I don't care who you are, you're going to rethink your strategy of how you're doing something in the future. Amen? Some people call the simple form of psychology is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Not too many people in their right mind continue to want to lose over and over and over again. But the key factor in a winning strategy is always to have some help or support to get you where you need to go. Now, I know some of you saying every sport ain't a team sport, but I don't care what sport you play, there's a team involved in your success. I remember I watched the documentary on Serena Williams, and she's a solo tennis player. She won all of those solo Grand Slams by herself. But they said after she had her first baby, she was complaining to her husband, "I really don't have nowhere to really bring my team together to practice where I want to practice." So, you know, her husband being a billionaire, he bought an apartment complex. And he moved all her team to the apartment complex so she could have her team around her to make her what? Successful. I don't care if you're Tiger Woods at the height of his career. He had a swing coach. He had a caddy. He had people around him to make him better. Sometimes you got to understand your development of a successful team around you makes the difference. I'm here to stop by, and this is just a note to any young person to think, if you're around a whole bunch of foolish people, you're going to get foolish results. If you're around a whole bunch of gossip, you're going to get a whole bunch of gossip. Because somebody told me a dog that'll bring a bone to carry a bone. Sometimes our success is not dependent upon our talent, nor our gift. It's dependent upon the wisdom in which we surround ourselves with like-minded people. I'm sorry, if you're going to Florida and I'm going to New York, we ain't got no business in the same car. We're going in two different directions. But we must understand something, and I want to put this pin here before I give my 3 points to get out your way, that it's a disturbing trend that I am watching. Because now what we used to have, us and them, we got a whole lot of me, myself, and I. I was looking at Facebook the other day, and my aunt had shown the old community of Walnut Terrace. And she said, y'all remember this street here? And I remember as a young, young boy, my earliest remembrance, you couldn't go too far without somebody knowing your name. I know in my particular area, if I walked too far down the street, there was a river there. If I went to the back of the neighborhood, the Fosters was over there. If I went anywhere, there was people who what? Knew who I was. And we had a community of people what? Around us to help. Listen, that don't mean we always got along, but just because we fuss and fight don't mean we won't let anybody else fuss and fight with us. It was a community. We were in this thing together. But I saw a disturbing trend, and I told my friend the other day, it's amazing how when we got a little bit of money, we left the project and lost community. Because now our children can't play outside without us watching. Because we don't know what kind of mean person is down the street. Now, we always talk about me, myself, and I, and us is keep getting left further and further behind. There's no sense of community, but I like what the Bible says, and I'm going to break these 3 points down, that it comes with a discerning factor in verse 9, and it makes it very plain and simple. It says, two are better than one. And my first point is, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you ain't all that. Oh, my God. I'm not trying to hear to diminish your self-esteem. I'm not up here to tell you that you are not blessed and highly favored. But you must understand that you are not all that. At times, we get so high on our horse, we think that we can do things by ourselves. The most dangerous thing, and y'all please, I'm going to try to make it happy in the end, but I have to make this point. The most dangerous thing in our society is we don't need nobody else. And can I put, and I'm with you, but y'all black women, quit telling y'all y'all don't need no man. Quit saying stuff that don't make sense. Because the ones that don't need a man don't like changing tires. The ones that don't need a man don't like cutting grass. The ones that don't need a man don't like paying all your bills. The ones that don't, oh, my God. And guess what? The devil done tricked us so bad. These women talking about, I don't need a man. Guess what you out there doing? Asking him to take you to Ruth Chris. Asking you to, I'm not a cheesecake factory woman. Well, if you all of that, why you need my money for you to get full? I'm not here to doubt your independence, but you're going to need somebody sometime. Yeah. You can do bad all by yourself, but if I'm going to do bad, at least I want somebody to complain to. You're not all that. The Bible was specific. It says two are better than one. It didn't give a way out of it. It just says two are better than one. Yeah, I'm a bad man by myself. I feel like I can take care of myself, but guess what? I'm a little bit older now. I get into a physical altercation. I got a brother that's about 10 years younger. His knees work better than mine. I'm calling him. Because have to understand that this isolation mentality only leads you to struggle harder than what you need to do. If you're always by yourself, you will end up being what? By yourself. If you don't need nobody else, then the only resource you got is what you have. And I am here to tell you that at some point in time, what God is saying is, yes, I blessed you. Yes, your bank account looks good. Yes, but then you're going to go into a situation where money can't get you out of it. Yeah. I know you work hard to get where you were. I know that you've done some things to make the appropriate sacrifices to do what you need to do. But let's be honest. You're going to need somebody sometime. It is a foolish person to think they can do everything by themselves and get somewhere fast. It's a foolish person to think that you can do everything by yourself and get somewhere fast. Because I don't care how good you are, you're going to have to stop to learn something. It reminds me, if anybody's ever worked, seen an auto mechanic shop. See, some of y'all got warranties on y'all vehicle. Y'all just pull up, drop it off, and say, when can I come back and get mine? Some of you even got that darn plan where you go drop it off, they give you a loaner car, and you're less concerned about when you come back and get yours. But if you ever stop by to look at a good mechanic shop, if you go by your dealership and look at the mechanic shop, not one mechanic does everything. You got some mechanics, all they do is work on wheels. You got certain mechanics, all they do is work on engines. You got another mechanic, all he do is work on transmissions. You got another mechanic, all he do is body work. You got another mechanic, all he do is paint. You have another mechanic, all he do is oil changes. You know why? Because one mechanic can't specialize in everything. If he had to do everything, guess what? It would take you forever to get your car back. But what he does is when they diagnose the problem, the engine mechanic say, I'm going to fix the top, and now you take the bottom. The tire mechanic say, I'll be working on the tires while you work on the manifold. They are working together to get something done. The problem sometimes, and I'm sorry, it's done creeped into the church. You done went off and got some education, and you think you know it all. You think that you got all the sense. You think that you got all the plan. But I'm here to bust your bubble. You don't know everything, because guess what? You might have went to college, but you ain't never graduated from the street. Oh, my God. You know how to be a scientist, but you have no idea how to be a psychologist. You can't know it all. And because you can't know it all, you can't do it all. And if you do it all, it's going to come out raggedy. I'm just being honest. If you do it all, it might get done, but it's going to come out raggedy. So I'm done with my first point. My second point is, don't be so cold. The Bible says, in verse 11, if you laying by yourself, ain't no way you're going to be warm. Isolation keeps your heart cold. When you isolate yourself, you become insensitive to the needs of this world. When you back yourself in a corner, you can't empathize with nobody else. And let me tell you something. One thing I hate is when somebody say, I got bills of my own. I ain't got time to worry about that. What happens when you in that situation? You don't want somebody to worry about you. Isolating ourselves does nothing to your psyche nor your physicality. It's dangerous to physically and mentally isolate yourself. One of the greatest things that happened in the pandemic that they say our children were facing is that they were isolated for a year, looking at school on a tablet or a computer. Studies have shown children went back to school without appropriate social skills. It's now coming to the downslope of our crime wave after our pandemic. They said people came out of the pandemic by being locked down for 6 months and just didn't know how to act. Their tempers were shorter. Their mind was not regulated. They didn't know how to go to McDonald's and wait in line. They didn't understand how to go grocery shopping. Y'all did so much ordering on Amazon, you went to Walmart and lost your mind. They said assaults against service providers were at an all-time high. Why? Because you had lost the ability to be patient in public. And they said it's just now getting to the point where people can go out to a restaurant and act like they got some sense. I'm here to tell you the same thing in the natural is the same thing in the spiritual. If you fail not to assemble yourself together, you're going to fall up in a church and then you don't know how to act. You see people praising God and all you can do is say, it don't take all that. I'm sorry to tell you, I hear it. I'm going to speak on this because a famous gospel artist talking about church was whack. And then the interviewer said, that's why we go to church on our couch. We don't have to dress up. We don't have to do this. I get all the word I need. And guess what? Your children are going to go to college and don't know how to act. Coming to church is not something that should be optional. It is necessary. You want to go to Bedside Baptist and then you want to call somebody when mama is sick. It don't work like that. Out of sight, out of mind. Because guess what? People don't care about something they don't see. Ooh, I know that's deep, but you don't care about nothing that you don't see. And if you don't see, if you don't fellowship together on a regular basis, how in the world can you empathize with somebody when they're going through? That phone call is just as cold and isolating. You can pick up the phone and you can call Pastor, but guess what? He loves all of y'all, but if he ain't seen you in 2 years, he got some other members that see with him every day. When you isolate yourself, and guess what? You can't work with nobody that you don't see. One of the biggest problems that we have on my job, because we're mostly remote, when we get a client, we don't know how to do what we used to do. So the state came by, and they asked me one day, said, what's going on? Because it seems like y'all not working together real good. I said, it's hard to work with somebody that you don't see. If I can't see you, then what I'm talking about is not as important to you. It is hard for me to explain certain things when I need help. But when you see me going through, when you see the struggle, when you see the tears, when you see, you can feel what I'm going. Oh, my God, you got to understand sometimes you got to come around because one day you're going to need somebody. You sitting around here by yourself and think somebody going to pop by your house because they should know I'm going through. Why? I know it's the popularity of the prophet, but guess what? Dude, that's not what all of us called to do. We need to understand that it's a cold experience when you are by yourself. You know why? Because when you by yourself, you end up by yourself. I remember it was a long time ago when I was going through something. And I was sitting place where I was staying. The lights was out, and I was sitting there crying. And I said, I can't keep going through this. I picked up the phone, and I called my dad. And this is the most profound statement he ever made to me. He said, boy, ain't nobody tell you to leave us alone. You the one went away. I didn't leave you. I've been in the same spot. And you know what it popped in my head? Demetrius, you a nut. You knew what home was, but you got too big for home. Don't you get too big for home. It's a cold existence. And what I'm trying to hear and tell y'all, home is always going to be home. You don't believe me? Look at the prodigal son. The Bible says he left away from home. And guess what? When he came to himself in that slop, he said, if I, in my father's house, the servants live better than I'm living. And he was able to go what? Home. Home is always going to be home. But don't get so grown that you forget where home is. So the Bible says, when you're lying by yourself, you're cold. But when you can get with somebody else, there's some warmth there. And you got to understand that where warmth is, there is a spirit. Because ain't nothing worse. We got into the truck this morning. My wife said, if you could just warm up my legs, I'll be all right. So I had to turn up the heat. And guess, after a while, she said, ooh, I feel so, so good. See, when you get in a warm spirit, you can feel so, so good. I believe it when Bishop Ratcliffe said, oh, I feel something in the spirit. And he said, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. And guess what? My Bible reads that that spirit runs from heart to heart and what? Breast to breast. And if the spirit, if you by yourself, it got nowhere to move. So I got to get out of here. My last point is, we were made for this. Why teamwork is so important. The Bible lets me know in Genesis that my God spoke the stars in the sky. That my God spoke the separation of waters and land. My God spoke for a squirrel to run around the ground. My God spoke for leaves on a tree. He spoke that tree on a branch. He spoke that branch on a trunk. He spoke that trunk to some roots. He spoke that roots in some ground. And the green grass grew all around. The Bible said he spoke the sun in the sky. He spoke the separation of night and day. But my Bible tells me that when he came to make man, he took a pause and he had a conference. For the Bible says, let us make man in our own image. He could have spoke you up, but he made. So you got to understand, if we were made from fellowship, it takes fellowship for us to exist. Woo! I hope y'all get this. If we were made from fellowship, it takes fellowship for us to exist. So I got a little sermonic imagination I'm going to use. And, you know, the young people going to get with me. The old people might not, because they don't want y'all to know they listen to the song. But if Money Long was here, she said, twin, where have you been? And sometimes when we are made in God's own image, guess what? We have our twinship with us. And sometimes you need to call up somebody on the telephone and say, twin, where have you been? For the Bible lets us know that we are partakers in this world. He says, if I fall, I got somebody to help me what? I got somebody to help me what? So somebody say, look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, twin, where have you been? Because guess what? You got to understand that once you become into this thing called Christianity, can't nobody love you like the Lord does. Can't nobody treat you like the Lord does. You can search all over. You can do all these things. But as long as God is in the midst, I got a love that is beyond all sensibility. I got a love that's beyond all your hate. I got a love. Woo! My God. I got a love. And that love that binds me to my Lord and Savior, it's a love that penetrates even the gossip. It's a love that penetrates. And so the last part of that little song, it says, because I was made for you. You have to understand that in this life, we were made for each other. For I believe it was Hezekiah Walker says, I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me and agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. And I wish I had about five people. I was made for you. I know I get on your nerves, but I was made for you. I know you get rough and wrong sometimes, but I was made for you. God made me just for you. Woo! wish you would get it. I wish you understood it. I was made for you. When you need me, just call. I was made for you. When you're down, call me. I was made. I was made for you. I was made for you. Because God didn't save me to be a blessing unto myself. He saved me to be a blessing for somebody else. Woo! He saved me to be a blessing for somebody else. So guess what? Some of y'all have been praying for a miracle God already supplied. Woo! My God, my God. Some of y'all sitting right here praying for a miracle God already supplied. Stop being so stuck up and talk to somebody. You have what you need. Woo. I know how to make chicken salad. But guess what? It ain't her chicken salad. My God, my God. I know how to do some things, but guess what? It's better coming from somebody else. I told the twins, it's been over 20-some years since I had some good beanies and weenies. Because why? I still remember coming out to the church and Sister King cooking beanies and weenies. And I ain't had no beanies and weenies like that since. We were made for each other. Our blessings and the miracle that you are praying for is tied up in how you work with somebody else. And stop worrying about what other folks doing. Most of our problem with folks because we nosy. Quit worrying about what's going on in somebody else's house. You can accept them for who they are. You worried about what somebody else's child, I don't go to them because you don't know what's going on in their house. And you don't know what they're going through. And if you so quick to say what somebody ought to do, what if it happened to you? What if it happened to you? We were made for each other. And in my clothes, we have to understand that us bearing each other's burdens don't make us weak. It makes us strong. But we got to get out of each other's way. Like I said, everybody ain't going to do nothing right because you don't do everything right. I love on people because I need love. I try to be there for people because I want somebody to be there for me. If you don't never give nobody no ride, don't be mad because you're walking. If you don't never give nobody something to eat, don't get mad when you're hungry. If you can't give nobody else a compliment, don't be mad that don't nobody compliment you. Why? Because we were made for each other. We were built through fellowship, and we can't make it without fellowship. We can't make it. We can't make it without fellowship. It's impossible. We have to love each other. Like I said, don't get me wrong. We ain't got to like each other all the time, but we still got to love each other. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to break this down. Linkin Park, we had a history of fussing and fighting. But we had a history, can't nobody else say what everybody else can say to us. Brother Leon can say some stuff to me, folks on the street can't say to me. And guess what? If somebody off the street said the same thing he said, he probably won't get offended if they said it to me. Because the first thing he's going to say, you don't know him like that. Ain't that what he said? And that was, you don't know, don't take privileges too. You don't know. Listen, we can work together. And we can love each other. And working together don't mean agreement. You don't have to agree with what's going on. You just got to be a helping hand. Because you don't know when God is going to bless your obedience. That's why the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. You trying to agree with something, and God said, I didn't put you here to agree. I put you here to be a help. And when you help, when you don't agree, oh, my God, there's a blessing on the other side of through. Some of y'all holding up your own. I'm done, but be careful. You're holding up your own stuff because you got an opinion. And I'm not saying that your opinion don't matter, but sometimes being a help to somebody, you got to put your opinions to the side. And you got to be able to help. But guess what? Your opinions don't matter if you ain't driving the car. Now, my wife, she is a driver's ed instructor. Because when I'm on the road, why don't you go around him? Why are you slowing down? Why don't you speed up? Guess what? She got all those opinions. But the gas pedal and the brake pedal is under my foot. And I say that to say this. When it comes, and I'm glad Overseer stood up. Stand up, Overseer. Stand up. I'm telling y'all, we don't have to agree with this man. But guess what? The gas pedal and the brake pedal is under his foot. So we can have an opinion, but don't let your opinion stop you from supporting. Because guess what? If you leave after not supporting, you ain't going to be happy where you go. I'm just putting that out there. You can be unhappy and supportive, and God will bless you. Because guess what? And they didn't always understand Moses, but they did what he said. And am I right about Moses?
That's right.
They didn't always think that he knew what he was talking about, but guess what they did? They did what he said. Because when they got to the Red Sea, all them jokers looked at him and said, we could have stayed in Egypt for this. But when he stretched out that water and told them to walk, guess what they did? They walked. The Bible didn't say they stood there.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't believe what they guess what they did? They walked.
Yeah.
We have to work together.
Glory to God.
Because we were made for each other.
My Lord.
We were made for each other. We are in this thing together. And, y'all, we got over 80-some years of being right here on this corner.
All right.
Your mamas and grandmas did it. Your aunts and uncles did it. And guess what we going to do? Because we were made for each other.
All right.
As everyone to stand. Two are stronger than one. And then when you have three, it gets even better. The word says, where two or three gather in my name, he said, I would be in the midst. We count numbers, but God can make numbers count. And he can take a little and make a lot out of it. But if we come together and we have God at our back, oh, we can do some great things. And I thank God for those of you that come together and work with this ministry. And me, I'm one that I look for results. You know, I don't care if you talk about education and all this and ideas and what people will tell you what they've done in the past. Everybody has a past. But I'm a now person. I'm looking for results. And when we come together as a team, if they say the proof is in the pudding, a lot of people will come. But over time, we will find out who is a team player, who has it in their heart, and who knows the Lord.
I must say,
I must tell you,
I can hear the church bell tolling. I can hear the saints are singing. I can see God's wheels are rolling. Somebody leaving a world of toil and strife. Oh, I realize that surely and eventually we've got to leave this world behind. That's why I'm making to meet the Lord. Oh, yes, I am. A woman came to me one day. She came and said, Shirley, I got something to tell you now. I'm not ready to give up my wicked ways. Then she told me this. Can you hold on it alone, oh yeah. Oh, when you see that
You are going to pay your bill. And a still, small voice says, be strong. Sometimes struggle. Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You're next in line for a miracle. Miracle, a miracle. The Holy Ghost has said it's your miracle. You're next in line. Care what the devil told you, you're next in line. You've been listening to devil have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line for a
worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back.
Bless that assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste, a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, yes, I'm an heir to salvation. Yes, I am. I've been purchased by God. So glad I am. Born of His Spirit, His Spirit. Oh, Lord, I'm just washing His blood. This is my story. Hallelujah. Perfect submission. Oh, perfect delight. That's what it is in my life. Visions of rapture. Look at it brushing on my sight. You know what, you know what. Now the angels are descending.
in the cold. No place to go. Still there is hope. When the doors are closed, that I can make it.
WNHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up. I know that's right. Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Look, we are so grateful and honored to bring to you great music like Pastor Shirley Caesar, and I pray that you enjoyed the song so far that we played by Pastor Shirley Caesar. We've got more artists right here coming your way all day today. And those of you just locking in, you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Blog Talk Radio. And also you can dial in with your mobile phone. Simply dial 347-215-8049. Now look, we've got some more artists that we're going to bring to you. And this next artist, I want to share with you who it's by. But because I want you to do me a favor, I want you to call in. If you want to find out who this artist is, we're going to play about six or seven songs by him. And you can call at the number 984-733-3977. That's our 24-hour hotline number here at the station. That's 984-733-3977. And now, join this awesome artist as he come forth to sing to you right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. God bless you. Catch the wave.
Do you know Jesus? Can he make a way out of no way? Do you know that he can turn your midnight into day? He's done everything, even changed water into wine. He's made a crippled walk, even gave sight to the blind. Just when you think that he won't come, he shows up right on time. He step right on in when you're down to your last dime. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. Time and time again, you wanna call on your friends when you need them around. They always let you down. He'll carry your load when your burden seems so heavy. He'll stand by your side when everybody else done let you down. He'll make a way.
He'll
Step right on in. When you're down to your last dime. magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Yes, I did.
go with you the last mile you see. All that I've been through, I'm still holding on. Now that he rescued me, it won't be long. If you see me flying on a cloud, I'm headed home. If you see me with two wings, you know then I got my crown. If you see me flying on a cloud, I'm headed home.
He rescued me.
by him. Yes, I know he will. Yes, and I know he can. Yes, he can do. Yes, in the wink of an eye. Yes, he can change your life. Yes, yes he can. Yes, he can change your life. Yes, yes he can. Yes, yes he will. Yes, you ask him. Yes, yes he will. Yes, he does ask him. Yes, rescue me. Yes, when I feel.
Quartet music at its best, and you're catching a wave right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Somebody said, I want to hear more of him. I like that, huh? Well, look, thank you for calling in to let us know, and we got some more that we're going to play for you by this artist. And somebody said, well, who is it? Who is it? Well, look, if you want to know who it is, dial in to our 24-hour hotline, 984-733-3977, and we will share that information with you. We're trying to find out how many of you are enjoying the quartet music that we're playing. And in order for us to know, you can call us. We can look on our website and see the stacks, but we want to hear from you to let us know how you feel and are you enjoying. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on Blog Talk Radio, or simply dial 347-215-8049. Look, it is our pleasure, and we are so honored that we are able to bring to you the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. All right, well, somebody said, I want to hear more of him. I want to hear more of him. All right, let's get back to this awesome artist, and I'm not going to share who it is unless you call. Now, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Me, Lord.